that song by Willie Nelson, Pretty Paper. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah. I love that song.
Pretty Paper. And it is by Willie. I think it was Roy Orbison that really got it on the map. Interesting thing about that song, though, there are Fort Worth roots to it.
Yeah. This is a great story, man, about the guy down there. What was the name of that department store?
It was Leonard's.
Leonard's, yeah, right across from Striplings.
Yeah, this is
Throckmorton and Houston Street.
Yeah, 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 exactly. 200 block of Houston. And apparently there was this guy, and they didn't know his identity until a couple years ago. And this was back in 1963 that Willie wrote the song. But there was a man who they have now identified from Santo, Texas. And it was just recently they figured this out. His name is Frankie Brierton, born in 1899. And every year around Christmas time, he would get here somehow from Santo and set up on that street corner. And he had had both his legs amputated as a result of spinal meningitis. So he would set up and he would sell pretty paper, all kinds of colored paper, and pencils. And so it was right here in Fort Worth that that was happening. And it just kind of makes you think about the story a little bit differently when you hear the song. And I didn't realize Willie Nelson wrote a novel about it.
Oh, yeah. There's all kinds of interesting stories that you can dig into on the interwebs about the song Pretty Paper. It all, of course, centers around the story you just told. The coolest thing was the song was around forever. And Frankie's family, and her daughter is referenced in that story. She's like, it sounded like my dad, but I had no idea that it was my dad.
Oh.
And finally, everything connected, and they figured it out that, yeah, in fact, it was her dad, Frankie, that would be down here on this, down here Throckmorton in Houston for Leonard's, and do the same thing at the State Fair over in Dallas, and then made trips to Houston to do the same thing, just trying to make that living best way he could with his disability by selling those pencils and the ribbons and the paper and. You know, it was great. It's and Willie said that he was just downtown shopping one afternoon after he was, had some time playing some gigs, had some walking around money and noticed the guy. And it just kind of caught his attention. And he stopped and figured out how to write that song.
So, sad to me that guy never knew that he had a song written about him. He died in 1973, but he had no way of knowing, apparently.
You know, the cool thing about that story is some of the pictures that they show of downtown at the time.
Yes.
You know, what it looked like. And they recreate that a little bit down here now.
They do.
With the way that they've shaped up Sundance Square. And it's a great place to come visit. But you can only imagine what it must have been like in those times, in the 60s. You know, with the way I feel like it would probably be similar to what it feels like now when you get all those downtown shoppers.
That's right.
It's cool. It's a great song, man. And Willie did a great job. And it's a great story.
I'll see if I can't post some of those pictures of what Fort Worth looked like when Leonard's was there. And here is the song that we're talking about, written by Willie Nelson. And in this case, sung by Willie Nelson. It's Pretty Paper on the Ranch.
Pretty paper, pretty ribbons blue. Wrap your presents to your darling from you. Pretty pencils to write I love you. Pretty paper, pretty ribbons of blue. Crowded streets, busy feet hustle by. Downtown shoppers, Christmas is nigh. And there he sits, all alone on the sidewalk, hoping that you won't pass him by. Should you stop? Better not, much too busy. You better hurry, my, how time does fly. And in the distance, the ringing of laughter. And in the midst of the laughter, he cries. Pretty paper, pretty ribbons of blue. wrap your presents to your darling from you. Pretty pencils to write I love you. Pretty paper, pretty ribbons on blue. Oh, pretty paper, pretty ribbons of blue.